Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you guys listen to the show delayed, but some of you listen to it live. If you are live right now, we're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Very rarely we'll do a replay if I have a doctor's appointment or if it's a holiday, but if you're live listening now, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Myra wants to know the difference between flu and COVID. And this is something we've talked about on the show before, but I want to open it up and talk about this because we are seeing cases rise. In fact, when you go to the CDC's flu view, they have flu view. I don't have a list, but that's still a hard thing to say, flu view. Too much ooze. I can't do the ooh sound very well. So flu view. We're seeing some spikes in cases in Nevada, in New Mexico. And so when you look at the country, you're starting to see rises in cases of flu. Normal for this time of year, but remember, we're not normal anymore. There is no normal. There's going to be like a new normal, I guess. But, you know, flu, we're in flu season. It's November. We're going to be coming into Thanksgiving soon. We are starting to get into the thick of flu season with it peaking December and January. So I am cautiously optimistic we're not going to have as bad a flu season as before, but I think we are going to have definitely more flu cases than last year. What complicates matters is we're not testing for flu. Now, in the hospitals, I believe we are. Some of the hospitals, they're testing. I can't speak for all of them, but most of the hospitals I've asked, they are testing for flu and COVID. But in terms of the average person, they're going to telemedicine. Telemedicine's fantastic. I work for telemedicine companies, but we're not testing you. So you call in and you got a fever. You got body aches, you got cough, you got runny nose, you got sore throat, maybe you got some diarrhea. Well, now what? Is it flu or COVID? So if it's COVID, we'll tell you to isolate, we'll tell you to drink fluids. If it gets worse, go to the hospital, watch your blood oxygen if you have one of those little pulse oxes. Yet if you have the flu, we kind of should be giving you Tamiflu to minimize flu-related hospitalizations and death. So we can't do that, though, for COVID. It doesn't help COVID. We also don't want to do that for everybody that may or may not have flu because of resistance. We don't have a lot of antivirals out there for influenza. And so when do you guys tell the difference? How do you tell the difference? Well, before telemedicine, you would go into an urgent care, and then you would get swabbed, and they would tell you if you had the flu or not. If you had the flu, not only would they give you medication, but they would recommend that everybody in your family who's been exposed to you get Tamiflu. That's why when some of you guys are looking at what's going on with molnupiravir, the Merck drug for COVID, and some of the discussions about ivermectin and fluvoxamine and all that, it isn't very new thinking, because what we've been doing for flu right now is, all right, you've been exposed, you get on a medication, whether you're vaccinated or not. So we've already been, that's been our approach with flu. Why not have it our approach with COVID? It's just, here we are, almost 2 years since whatever happened at the lab happened, and we still don't have a medication that the FDA has approved to take as prevention. People are taking zinc, they're taking vitamin C, they're taking D, they're finding ivermectin, whatever, but we still don't have a Tamiflu for COVID. So if you call now telemedicine, you go, well, I think I have the flu or I think I have COVID. They can't run a test on you from there. I mean, they might be able to. Some companies send somebody to your house. So what are some signs? Well, COVID is very, very similar to flu, but there's some very, very mild differences. With flu, a lot of times you feel like you got hit with a ton of bricks to the minute. Whereas with COVID, you might start feeling ill. With cold, it's a lot more mild. So from cold, it's kind of more gradual. With COVID, you kind of feel bad, then you feel worse, and you feel worse that day, and you go, wow, I think I have COVID. With flu, you're like, what the hell happened to me? I just got out of a meeting, and I felt fine. So flu, for now, on average, is a lot more abrupt. Same thing with the fever. And with COVID, a lot of times the fever is 99, 100, and that fever is with you for about a week or two, and it waxes and wanes. With flu, the fever is usually a little different. And again, this isn't absolute. This is kind of generalized. With flu, when you get hit, that fever spikes. And that fever gets pretty damn high, 102, 103, 104. And then it peaks and drops after a few days, and then the fever's gone. Whereas with COVID, a lot of times the fever is mild, and it comes and goes. So those are some of the two more common, issues. The problem is I want you guys to figure out, I want you to figure out if you have flu right away. Because COVID, that can last a week, two, you could have long COVID. Flu, you're pretty much done in 5 to 7 days. The thing is if you're going to take that Tamiflu and take that preventative medicine, you got to do it within 48 hours. They used to say 72 hours. I say 48 to 72 hour window. So if you're like, well, look, flu lasts less than COVID. So if I spike by day 3 or 4, fever comes down, it's gone. By day 5, I had flu. Yeah, but if... what if the fever doesn't come down? How do we know you still aren't having flu complications? So some people will say, oh yeah, but the cough is worse. The cough is worse with what? Flu. It might be initially. The cough might be worse initially with COVID or with flu. But some COVID people have bad cough also. So you really can't base it on the sore throat, the runny nose, or the cough. It really is the onset of symptoms, how quick they come on, feeling like you got hit by a truck, and how high that fever is. But honestly, I just wouldn't guess. Get yourself swabbed for both. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of 5, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what has dominated news headlines has been the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. Apparently, I think the defense is rested. The prosecution is rested, I believe. Now the jury is going to begin deliberating on Monday. No more trial throughout the weekend. And there will, though, be, I guess, instructions for the jury on how they are supposed to go through the deliberation. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse was 17 at the time when he was in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots. And he had allegedly wanted to protect businesses and offer medical aid when he knew that there were going to be riots. There were journalists there, you know, and he brought an AR-15. And then scuffle happened. Two people died, another one injured, and he is on trial for murder. Prosecution is requesting he faces first-degree intentional homicide, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, reckless endangering, and illegal possession of a weapon by a person under 18. Defense is saying, look, he feared for his life. Any firing he did was appropriate within the law if he feared for his life. And so the back and forth with witnesses, you know, were there to help delineate if the picture of there was no time for him to try to de-escalate somebody threatening him, gunshots being fired, people saying kill him or whatever. And so it was, and I mean, again, and we're talking about a teenager. I mean, this kid's younger than my kids. And, you know, it's sad to see that anybody had to die that night. It's sad to see somebody now facing life in prison. It's sad to see kids feeling the need to have to go to a riot with guns to protect their city. This is just a cluster and a half all over. But the ramifications of this trial are going to be, I guess, reverberating for years as people have accused Rittenhouse of being racist, the judge of being racist. The judge had made a joke about lunch and I guess Asian food stuck in the port of Los Angeles, I believe, in terms of the supply chain. And So the judge, who has also kind of given, you know, some heed to the prosecution for some of the tactics the prosecution has done, the judge has received a lot of criticism. Kyle has received criticism for crying, being accused of fake crying, etc. But also the ramifications of if we don't have enough law enforcement to defend our city and defend our businesses, what rights do we have? And what rights do we have to defend ourselves? And so this is obviously something that is very highly watched, because as we proceed, you know, and BLM in New York has threatened that there are going to be more riots and bloodshed if the new Democratic mayor rescinds what de Blasio did in terms of there being Crime Stoppers, and that's a whole more complex case. But we know riots are going to happen again. And so for those of us that might find ourselves caught in one, you know, if we shoot in self-defense, are we going to be accused of intentional homicide? I mean, applications for CCW, applications for us to protect ourselves and have weapons on our persons has gone up considerably since what happened last year. In fact, police departments can't file these applications fast enough and do the background checks fast enough that it takes months to be able to get your clearance and your CCW. And so this is something that might happen more and more as we see a very tumultuous future, a very divided future, people divided on how crime should be approached in cities, and you know, and now that there's less police, as police have been defunded and police have left and many have retired early, I think we're going to see more citizens or civilians try to protect their own homes, protect businesses, protect their community, and then get themselves in a world of heat like Kyle Rittenhouse did. I'm sure most moms are like, what were you doing there? Bad boy, you shouldn't have been there. But on the flip side, does that mean he has to go to jail for the rest of his life if he was there to try to protect a business and then he found himself caught in a firefight? And one might say, well, why did you bring an AR-15? I mean, you know how you don't bring a knife to a firefight. You brought an AR-15 looking for trouble. Or did he bring that weapon because he just wanted to keep walking. Keep walking. I'm just here to protect this place here. Just keep walking. You know, having a concealed carry, nobody knows you're armed to come mess with you. Maybe he wanted to, and I can't, you know, go into his head, but maybe he wanted to show, look, I'm here to protect this place. Just keep it moving, keep it moving. But I don't know. I didn't get to listen to the whole testimony. Prosecutors, though, are going to ask Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder to allow the jury to consider possible lesser charges on some of the counts, potentially the intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide charges. Rittenhouse's lawyers rested their case Thursday. That was about 2.5 days of testimony. Prosecution had 5 days of testimony. Prosecutors wanted to portray Rittenhouse as an instigator of the bloodshed, which took place during those nights. And the defense has argued that Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. So jury instructions will be worked out later today. Closing arguments are expected on Monday. Oh, I'm sorry. So they haven't rested yet. Closing arguments are going to happen on Monday. And then after closing arguments, names will be drawn to decide which 12 jurors will deliberate and which ones will be dismissed as alternates. 18 people have been hearing the case. So Rittenhouse, as we know, was 17 years old. And he and another friend traveled to the Wisconsin city of Illinois, or from Illinois, on October 25th. They wanted to protect businesses, provide medical aid. He fatally shot Joseph Rosenbaum, who was 36 years old, in an initial confrontation. Moments later, shot Anthony Huber, 26 years old, and wounded Gage Grosskreutz. So prosecutors say they're going to ask Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder to allow the jury to consider possible lesser charges on some of the counts, potentially the intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide charges. They said one of the final witnesses for the defense was a use of force expert, John Black. He testified that less than 3 seconds passed between the time somebody fired a bullet in the air and Rittenhouse opened fire on the first man he shot. So he kind of took the stand for the defense to show that Rittenhouse had reason to fear for his life. Gunshots, being, you know, approached, somebody coming towards you. I think he was on the ground, somebody on top of him. And so, you know, Rittenhouse had testified that he heard a gunshot directly behind him as he was being chased by Rosenbaum. Then I guess he falls. Authorities said the shot was fired by someone else in the crowd. So It'll be interesting to see what happens. Kyle Rittenhouse's mom had done an interview on Sean Hannity's Fox News, Wendy Rittenhouse, and she had broken down in tears. She said it was really tough, obviously, to see her son go through this, yeah. And she thought the judge was fair. And she was pretty mad at Joe Biden because during his November 2020 campaign, Joe Biden referred to her son as a white supremacist. And so, you know, this all happened following the shooting of Jacob Blake that happened by police, I believe, during an arrest. And so, you know, when these riots happen, those people that want to protect businesses or want to be there to help, or maybe you just want to get into the action. You know, maybe it's exciting. You're 17. There's a lot going on. You know, a bunch of people are going to be there to see what happens and videotape and say they were there. This is history in the making. And, I understand how people would want to be there. But it's one of those things where I don't think he realized the heap of trouble he could get himself into. And people shoot indiscriminately. People threaten indiscriminately. There was gunfire in a nighttime arena of riots and fire and havoc and lawlessness. There is not going to be logic. There's not going to be emotion put aside. There's not going to be people taking a deep breath. And so, sadly, not only can you be in this world of, you know, heat, and but then people are going to feel that you are racist. You're going to be called every name in the book. This judge, I don't know about his safety. I don't know who's going to take it to the next level, as he's been, from what we understand, getting threats. Kyle Rittenhouse getting threats. So this is, you know, what lessons can we learn? I think the biggest lesson is we can never be in a position again where it takes civilians needing to go and be there to defend buildings and stuff during a riot. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. Officials pointed out that many Americans covered by Medicare will see a net increase in Social Security benefits. Recipients will get a 5.9% increase in benefits. Policy analyst Mary Johnson with the Senior Citizens League.
This will give a boost in benefits to people who really need them.
The league says the jump in Medicare premiums will eat up the entire adjustment for Social Security recipients with the lowest benefits. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson was temporarily suspended from YouTube for allegedly spreading harmful misinformation after he published a video discussing injuries related to COVID-19 vaccination. This is USA Radio News. Steve Bannon has been charged with contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the legislative committee investigating the January 6th Capitol siege. The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines and as much as a year in jail for each count. General Michael Flynn joined Tucker Carlson on Friday night for his take.
I just think that what I am not surprised at, but I think Americans are surprised at, is the speed in which they're moving to do exactly as I said, which is essentially to take this country over. And we can't kid ourselves about this, Tucker. That's the direction that they're moving.
The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month. As House Democrats continue trying to muster enough votes to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, said that the massive social spending bill represents a potentially fatal overdose of government that could stifle free enterprise and push inflation higher. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys are having blizzard warnings, which is kind of early this time of the year, I think. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's still 70 degrees, and I'm not happy about it. I know I should be, because a blizzard warning is some pretty serious stuff, but I like snow. I prefer snow. I've lived in snow. I like snow. I don't like brown Christmases. I like white Christmases. I just You know, I want to see snow. I don't want to see desert during the winter. But winter alerts were put up yesterday for 2 million people across the northern plains and upper Midwest, including the first blizzard warnings of the season. According to NBC News, the blizzard warnings in particular were for parts of northeastern South Dakota and extreme western Minnesota. They say the region is part of, quote, Blizzard Alley, and it's early for the season's first blizzard. November blizzard warnings are rare. They say the last time one was issued for this part of South Dakota was 5 years ago. Before that, 2008. Wind alerts are also up for 11 million people as winds, they say, could gust as high as 50 miles an hour. Rain was forecast to change over to snow by the second half of the day. Thursday, across the northern plains, upper Midwest, there was about 8 inches of snow falling across North Dakota, Minnesota. High wind, snow, poor visibility. I saw a meme where they go, in Minnesota, we play a game called Am I Still on the Road? And I guess it showed where you couldn't see the road. It was all covered in snow. And interestingly, I was in Minnesota a few years back, and I forget what time of year it was, but it was a really, really bad rainstorm. It wasn't bad for Minnesotans, but for somebody like me from the desert, I thought I was in, like, hurricane weather. And I seriously could not see the road. It was really, really bad rain. And I was just praying that nobody was stopped in front of me. I was on a highway. I was driving to my network because I wanted to say hi to Daniel and Jason and everybody there. And so I decided to drive into Burnsville and from Minneapolis, and I couldn't see the road. It was so rainy. It was such heavy rain. I was driving like 25 miles an hour, and it was some scary stuff. So Minnesotans and North Dakotans, you guys are pretty tough out there. And then I saw another meme where somebody said, I like to pretend I'm in the Millennium Falcon going at warp speed. And then they put another picture of a snowstorm coming towards their window. I feel your pain, guys. This is pretty tough, so hang in there. So the storm system is now shifting east. Strong winds, heavy rain in the mid-Atlantic, northwest, urban corridor from Washington to Boston are going to get pretty hit. They say travel along Interstate 95 is going to be nasty. I have an Interstate 95, but my guess is our 95. This is going to be okay. Lots of rainfall for Washington, New York, Boston. But they say it's a fast-moving storm. Should hopefully leave the East Coast by later today. So, excuse me. Be safe out there, guys. Bad weather's coming. Flu's coming. Cold's coming. COVID's coming. Not an easy time. Now, what do I like to do when it starts getting cold and we get into the fall season and then winter season? And I like to eat. I always like to eat. But I like my arroz con pollo. I like to get chicken. And then I like to mix. I like the dark meat chicken. And then I mix it with cheese. And then I mix it with Spanish rice. And I have a bowl of it. And it just, I could just eat that all day long. Really yummy stuff. Anyway, about 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products, mostly sold at Trader Joe's, have now been recalled. 100,000 pounds. Okay, our food industry can't deal with this. This is not good. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said in a press release that the affected ground chicken might be contaminated with extraneous material, specifically pieces of bone. Now, that's a cluster and a half. Trader Joe's items affected, the ones are two frozen chicken products, the chili lime chicken burgers, and the spinach feta chicken sliders. Ooh, those sound good. The USDA said the problem was discovered by the manufacturer, Washington-based Innovation Solutions, and said consumer complaints reported findings of bone in the chicken burger product. So there's tons of lot codes, 2281, 2291, 2311. So I definitely go online, Trader Joe's, or look at the affected chili lime chicken burgers, but throw them out. They say, or return them to the store. They were sold nationwide between August 16th and September 29th. The USDA said there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions, thank God. But, you know, again, how do these things happen? And so one thing we're being told with this whole supply chain crisis and labor chain crisis, labor you know, shortage and all that, is that there's going to be not an end in sight for a while. Well, maybe when the pandemic ends. And so if you have a labor shortage, then you have less people doing their job. You have one person overworked doing the job of many. If you have an inspection unit and with a government or public, you know, office, even though the government is giving money to the government, still, we have to assume those places are understaffed. We have to believe there's mechanics. I mean, if there's supply chain crises that's affecting our cargo areas, our ships, our drivers, our trains, our warehouse workers, you could bet your butt that there's also these same crises that are happening in the food industry. So when I hear that there's bone in a chicken patty when it's not supposed to be, that means some machine is cutting up. That means the food is not being deboned like it's proper, like it's supposed to. That means bones are getting into the machinery. That means somebody is not doing their job and oversight. It also means we have faulty equipment. You know, one thing we do when there's a labor shortage is we rely on equipment. Well, that means the equipment has problems. And if it took a complaint by somebody, how long has this been going on for? So these recalls have always happened. They're nothing new. No need to make a big whole deal and a whole segment on how bad a food recall is. But again, and I keep saying this, just like with what happened with the vaccines and the mess ups with the pharmacies, is we only hear about it once it gets caught. What other halfway slipshod stuff is being done? And this has to do with our food safety. This has to do with our vaccine administration. This has to do with medicine. This has to do with our education. You know, what COVID did, and a lot of us took advantage of this, is, you know what, we could get away with it. It's COVID. Everybody's going to understand. So some of our work ethic might have lapsed, but you know what? We're in a pandemic. Everybody needs to have some patience. The problem is you could never in medicine be less than 100%. You could never in food safety be less than 100%. In education, you better not be less than 100%. In law enforcement, less than 100%. You cannot do that. You can't. You have to be right all the time. And so that's what's expected, and that's what we're trained for. So what we're seeing now is not only a less than 100%, we're seeing a 32% or a 25%. And that's dangerous. Our labor shortage or supply chain crisis is a public health crisis, and it's a public health issue. Some of you are really excited about the mandates. You love the mandates. Again, if the mandates are a part of this, playing a role, then they are causing a new public health crisis. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I warned you guys that if there was going to be a supply chain issue and a labor shortage and all the issues we're having with the cargo containers, it was going to extend to medications. And I know some of you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you've been so dramatic, and you're just blowing things out of proportion. And I'm like, no, my vaginal estrogen might be in the Port of L.A. on a ship, just sitting there, waiting to get to my vagina, and it's just sitting there on a ship. I don't want anything that belongs in my lily out in the middle of an ocean, sitting there, deteriorating, decomposing. If it needs to be, right, in my lily, it needs to be there. Oh, so dramatic, so dramatic. There's going to be nothing that happens. We have plenty of medications here in the United States. Well, FDA is saying we have a drug shortage. At least 100 of them. Now, I'm going to write this up so you guys can see and access the link so you know. But people, 80% of our drugs aren't made here in America. We get them from China. We get them from India. We get them from other countries. So if they're sitting on a boat and they can't unload, or they're in some cargo container. I mean, maybe they're on ice. Maybe they're in some climate-controlled box. Your prices are going to go up, or you are going to run out of the medication. So the FDA has now warned us and listed that many popular drugs, Adderall, oxycodone, insulin, are running low nationwide. There was a gentleman being interviewed in Tennessee, Steve Beasley. He can't find his iron dextran for his iron infusions. He says, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. None of the pharmacies around here can get it, or they can compound it in-house. In fact, some companies just aren't even making iron dextran. And what really worries me is Narcan is now in short supply. Okay, you guys remember, before all this COVID, we had an opioid crisis, or what was perceived as at the fault of pharmaceutical companies and doctors being duped. Even though more people died of other things, we did have many people overdose on opioids and they not have Narcan. So, fantastically, we started to get Narcan out to as many people as possible. Now that's in short supply. So, not a fan of us having supply chain issues, poor management, mandates. I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. So, when we look at some of the drugs we're looking at here, some of them are antibiotics. Some of them are infusions. Let me take a look here if I could read some of these. It's kind of hard to read because I just lost my glasses, so cut me some slack, Jack. I dropped my glasses. I dropped my glasses, and I'm old. All right. So, some cortisone. Now, these are cortisone tablets. So, we use these for adrenal insufficiency. These are not medications that you could just go down to Mexico and get over the counter. These are some serious injections. These are some serious medications. Sugar. There was a dextrose 5% injection shortage. Now, from what we understand, that is being resolved. But if we don't have dextrose injections, that, you know, we're losing out on electrolytes. We're losing out on infusions. Digoxin. Us being short on digoxin is life or death for our heart patients. You can't be out of these things. Dopamine, diltiazem. Let me see some things that, you know. Oh, fluvoxamine. Well, fluvoxamine is now in shortage because people have seen the studies how fluvoxamine can help prevent severe COVID. So I'm not surprised about that. I knew fluvoxamine would be an issue. But again, hydrocortisone injection, hydroxyzine, ketamine. These are things commonly used. Let me see. Furosemide. Furosemide are congestive heart failures patients. We need to give them diuretics. Furosemide is in short supply. This is not good. And again, these are just a handful of drugs that are currently in shortage. And lorazepam, we use that to prevent DTs in the hospital. Misoprostol, these are, I apologize, oxytocin. Oxytocin, we use that for stopping postpartum bleeding. We use that in labor and delivery. We need our medications. And so this isn't about hiring more people to work at the port. This is our dependency on other countries for our medications. How vulnerable are we? Why the hell are we needing to ship these medications? And if we are having still a supply chain issue infrastructurally within the U.S., why are we so vulnerable? Why is it that difficult to have enough companies make these medications? Is it that also we're overusing medications? You know, many of us did not go to the doctor. Many of us did not seek medical care. We let our diabetes go. We let our high blood pressure go. We let that breast mass go, breast lump go. We have an infrastructure problem, a healthcare problem, and I don't know if this $1.7 trillion package helped with that or not. I don't know. I didn't really see or hear a lot about our hospitals and about our medications. I know they want to help cut drug costs, but how do you do that when you need more warehouses, when you need more R&D, when you need more of a supply chain? So OSF Healthcare says it's a supply chain where there's various disruptors that has really significantly downstream impact. 80% of our drugs are imported. So we have shortages on antibiotics, everything. So did you prepare when I told you guys to? If not, what do you do now? So what you do now is whatever you think you need a refill of in 2 weeks or for Christmas time, pretend and imagine it not being there. And you get your butt into a doctor and you make sure you have a workaround. So if there's a medication that you love, it's been working for your blood pressure, double check on the FDA list, you know, and I'm going to post it if it's in short supply. And if it's not listed, just be prepared that it could be in short supply. And you have a plan with your medical provider on what to do and what happens if you can't get a medication in a pharmacy. I'm being told right now from patients, pharmacy doesn't have that. Pharmacy doesn't have it. Switch to drug, switch to drug. Well, what if you left your doctor's office and you can't get a hold of your doctor? Does your doctor need to give you ahead of time two or three different choices? What I used to do, and I don't know if the pharmacies like it or not, but what I used to do when we had some shortages before is I would say, look, give this patient this drug. If this drug is not available, give him this one. If that's not available, give him that one. And three medications with an or in between them, because I didn't want all of them filled, allowed that pharmacist to not have to stop everything to call me. And it was there in an order where you could change it to this or this depending on what you have. Maybe that's what medical providers need to do. Now that everything isn't written and it's electronic, it doesn't work that way. You know, you just put in the prescription, you put in the prescription, and there it is. So shall it be written, so shall it be done, and that prescription gets done. But maybe what we do need to do is to go back to some handwritten, say, look, if that patient's cortisone injection isn't available, if that patient's medication isn't accessible, can you do this instead? Substitutions allowed is only really for generics. They can't just pick a randomly different medication. But there is a drug shortage, and if you are on any drugs or any pharmaceuticals, you better have a conversation with your provider now before you run out this Christmas. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.